Exclusive, Navarro, Comey was the mastermind or the useful idiot in Russia hoax. By Nick Gilbertson on September 25, 2025. Senior White House advisor Peter Navarro told Founders Roundtable on Breitbart Fight Club in an exclusive interview Thursday that former FBI Director James Comey, who was federally indicted Thursday, was the mastermind or the useful idiot behind the Russia collusion hoax. Navarro, the author of I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To, A Love and Lawfare Story in Trump Land, called out Comey while talking about the bogus Steele dossier, on which the FBI Crossfire Hurricane probe and, ultimately, the Russia collusion hoax were deeply rooted. Navarro told the Founders Roundtable that Comey and former FBI agent Walter Jardina, one of the agents who arrested Navarro and perp-walked his fiancée Bonnie Brenner at Reagan National Airport in June 2022 after Navarro refused a congressional subpoena, citing executive privilege, are joined at the hip. It was Jardina who, at the FBI, according to whistleblowers, greenlit the Steele dossier as legitimate when we now know, beyond any shadow of doubt, that it was a phony dossier, paid for by the Clinton campaign, designed to bar President Trump, then candidate Trump, with the Russia stench, Navarro said. Comey was effectively, you can call him the mastermind or the useful idiot, but he was the one that got the ball rolling. Jardina, the guy who put me in leg irons, was, kind of the tip of the spear, and as the book title says, I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To, what it means. Folks, hope you'll buy it, I hope you give one to a friend too. What this is about is accountability. We just had one of the great men in America assassinated. And for me, the sixth stage of grief, there's usually only five. The sixth one for me has to be accountability, he continued. There has to be accountability because the one simple reason. This whole idea, kumbaya, come let us reason together. Let's make peace now, no, no. If you don't hold these sobs accountable, they're going to do it again and again and again and again. Navarro then highlighted the numerous ways conservatives and right-wing populists have been and are being politically targeted, whether through lawfare or ever-emerging, alleged left-wing violence. They're going to put us in prison. Steve Bannon and I went to prison. They're going to try to shoot us, twice, President Trump. They're going to kill us, Charlie Kirk. They're going to do to John Eastman and Jeff Clark. Take their bar cards away and their livelihood, so they can't feed their families, he detailed. They're going to bankrupt Rudy Giuliani. They're going to try to bankrupt Mike Lindell. Every person I served with in the White House at a senior level was a target after I left and Donald Trump was out of office. And at a minimum, they had to pay millions of dollars in legal fees. And at a maximum, people are losing their lives. While Comey was indicted on one count of making false statements and one count of obstruction of justice, Navarro is also calling for an investigation into Jardina, as laid out in an exclusive piece he penned for Breitbart News. Like a Forrest Gump from Hades, Jardina seemingly popped up everywhere there were federal lawfare efforts to take down Donald Trump and his associates. From the Steele dossier and Mueller probe to Crimson River/Red Mossari, the Emoluments Clause caper, Arctic Frost, and my own indictment, arrest, and conviction, Jardina was there. That's why firing is not good enough. That's why Jardina, along with a long list of alleged lawfare perpetrators, must be investigated. And if any of these investigations find wrongdoing, the lawfare insurrectionists must be held accountable. Because if they are not, they will do it again. That's the real meaning behind the title of my new book, I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To. I am your wake-up call. If they can come for me, they can come for you. Navarro was released from prison on July 17, 2024, and traveled to the Republican National Convention the same day, where he sat down with Boyle for an exclusive interview.